Hello, and welcome to this documentary podcast all about the local music scene here in Edinburgh. Edinburgh is a city with a vibrant and varied music scene. Edinburgh accommodates an extensive range of artists from all over the globe. With me today are two experts on the local music scene here in Edinburgh.
Hi, I'm Austin Barnes. I am an Edinburgh-based musician known for acts like Berlin Anatomy and the new upcoming act, Viennese Vacuum Cleaner. I've done a decent number of shows in Edinburgh. I always had a very good time.
I'm Ollie Turbitt. I'm a local musician. I play in a number of bands, including Logan's Close, Bad Protagonist Club. I also do my own stuff, kind of electronic stuff, and I run Dead Hound Records. I've released Austin's music and a bunch of other people from here and nearby. And I also run a promotion company called Orpheus, and we do shows every now and then. Obviously not at the minute because of coronavirus, but back in the good old days, did them quite frequently.
I wanted to start by getting your opinion on the venues right here in Edinburgh.
Even a place that's really well known, like Sneaky Pete's, you can kind of just rock up there as, like, as I did, like a 19-year-old who wasn't making the best music at the time. And they're like, yeah, I'm just open for this band. And they pay you pretty well, too. I mean, I did like a 20-minute set and they gave me £50. And I used that money and had a great night with it, so.
Yeah, as Austin was saying, we've got some great independent venues here. Sneaky Pete's and Henry Cellar Bar are probably the ones that we run shows at and go to gigs at the most. They're both run by really creative people that seem to be pretty open to the kind of things that we're doing. Same with Sketchy Beats down in Leith. There's not many places that we could run like frequent noise nights at and would actually be happy with inviting us back. And yeah, they're fantastic. And there's a lot of other great venues. There's the Mash House and the Bell and Gel. Even Stramash, there's all these places on the Cowgate that would just be, you know, so much fun to go back to. And I think part of the great thing about like Edinburgh's venues is that each one of them seems to have its own vibe to it and like its own kind of like clientele that will, you know, turn up and you know what you're kind of getting into each one, which is cool. Rather than everybody putting on the same kind of gigs all the time, there's quite a diverse scene out there. So
I would also like to ask what your hopes are for the city after COVID's blown over.
Main thing I'm hoping for after COVID in Edinburgh is that people just get out and go to shows again. Hopefully I can do some more shows before I leave this country. I really missed it. It's been more than a year and a half at this point, so it would be good just to do at least one more show. And I mean, I hope people support the independent venues because they're sort of the life that make the city interesting. And if independent venues like Sneaky Pete's or Henry Cellar Bar were to close, that would be pretty disastrous for, I mean, anything interesting going on here artistically or musically. So yeah, I hope people get out and enjoy some tunes.
Yeah, similarly to Austin, I hope that all the venues that we know and love come back. And yeah, similarly, just looking forward to running shows again. I think particularly after such a long time of not being able to do it, people are going to be absolutely buzzing to get back out and see things happen. And yeah, just like, not even just the shows themselves, but being able to hang out at places that are just like hubs for musicians, a few bars and places around town that people, you know, meet up for a jam or have a chat about, that kind of thing that just hasn't been able to happen for such a long time. So hope that happens.
Edinburgh's obviously a very multicultural city. I was hoping to learn more about Edinburgh's connection to other cities around Europe in terms of music.
As far as, yeah, connections with other cities, I don't really know how they started, but all of a sudden Ollie was like, hey, do you want to DJ for this Hungarian radio station? And I was like, sure. And we were going to do a sort of tour of Eastern Europe, and he's like, I mean, we got connections in Romania and Bulgaria and stuff, and no idea how he knows these people, but that's the Ollie Turbitt way.
Yeah, for about a year and a half now, I've been doing a monthly radio show for Lamatune Radio, who are based in Budapest. And they're a really cool sort of arts centre and independently run creative kind of company. And yeah, they're great. They host a whole load of really weird shows and great shows from all around the world. And I was introduced to them through my friend Mika, who runs Chaska Records here in Edinburgh as well, another great label. So he ran a show for them, got me in touch, and I started doing it. So we've got connections with them, and to be able to go and visit them in person, it's kind of weird that I've been in contact with these people doing a show for them, having never met them. So it'd be nice to maybe go and chat to them, maybe get some connections with them. And yeah, it's the same with the other people just in Bulgaria and people in Berlin and stuff, just from the online music scene. I think that's been the good thing about lockdown, is that people have started looking further afield from like their immediate city, whereas usually you just meet people at local gigs. now you get to, you know, people are spending more time online, chatting to people from other cities, from other countries, and that's been great. So to be able to meet some of these people and maybe run shows in other places through those new connections would be cool.
This has been produced by Douglas Rorison. Special guests were Ollie Turbitt and Austin Barnes.